Patrick said his strategy over the last 7 years of investing in education, rebuilding infrastructure, reforming the state's transportation network, and backing initiatives in the life sciences and in clean energy had helped lead the state out of the Great Recession that took hold just a year into his first term. As he prepares to close out his final term, he called on legislators to stay the course.
And economic growth matters, not just because it creates wealth, though that is good, and not just because it expands a given industry or reduces unemployment rates, though that is also good. Growth matters because it creates opportunity. And opportunity is fundamental to who we are.
Patrick's final State of the Commonwealth speech was interrupted several times by thunderous applause. He received a standing ovation when he called for raising the state's minimum wage.
To those who are reluctant to raise the minimum wage, I ask only that before you resolve to oppose it, consider whether you can live on it. This Commonwealth is working with business.
Patrick touted Massachusetts as a national leader in student achievement, in health care coverage, energy efficiency, and in veterans services. He said Massachusetts is a more competitive state for business now than it was 7 years ago.
I know that Massachusetts is back in the leadership business and that the state of our Commonwealth is strong.
Declaring the recession is not over for everybody, Patrick called for help for the long-term unemployed and for children living in poverty. He called on the private sector to do more hiring, and he called on the legislature to adopt a plan he put forth last year to expand early childhood education.
We here tonight in this chamber have a solemn duty to help all our people help themselves.
Other items on Patrick's modest legislative agenda include changes to the state's unemployment insurance system and passage of a bond bill to pay for transportation projects. He also pledged to fix the state's troubled child welfare agency and the malfunctioning website for the state's health insurance marketplace.
It's inexcusable to lose any child we are charged with protecting. And it's frustrating to offer a public convenience that is anything but convenient. Time after time, when problems arise, we have kept our wits about us, gathered the facts soberly and thoughtfully, and stepped up to find solutions, not just fault. Now, as in the past, we will do it again.
Patrick, who is not running for a third term, issued a challenge for people to become engaged in state government and even consider running for office.
If you want a better Commonwealth, don't just sit on the sidelines and complain. Because in a strong community, we have a stake in each other's dreams and struggles as well as our own.
Patrick concluded with a few personal reflections on his time as governor. He said the experience was humbling, enlightening, and surprisingly fun. He said he was most proud of the way Massachusetts responded to last April's marathon bombing.
These are the people at the most trying moment in the last 7 years, when the eyes of the whole world were on us, who showed the world and each other what a strong community looks like.
Patrick was scheduled to give the speech a week ago, but postponed it because of the threat of a snowstorm. Some of the anticipation that typically accompanies the State of the Commonwealth speech was taken away when the governor had to release his budget message last week ahead of the formal address. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.